I find myself struggling with staying in the moment. Stop planning for the future or being too obsessive with planning. There are so many recent catastrophes, Storm Sandy, flood in Thailand, earthquakes, etc. My aging parents are worried. Emergency preparedness kits stirs up more anxiety. It seems never enough. My question is, to what extent does one plan for a disaster, and how do I gently or compassionately explain that to my parents using wise words from Dhamma? Well, when I'm thinking, probably don't even, if your parents are that much worried, then wise words from Dhamma might not make much of a dent, actually. You could always use wise words from Winnie the Pooh. Then there's one Pooh and Piglet walking. There was a bit of a storm and wind was blowing. They're walking through the 100-acre wood. And of course, Piglet is a bit prone to anxiety already, and so he's getting worried. Pooh, what happens if the wind blows and a branch comes down and hits us? And then Pooh sort of stopped for a minute and said, what if it didn't? We plan for all these disasters and worry about disasters and project onto disasters and most of them don't happen. What I'm also thinking of, there was something Mark Twain said. I can't remember exactly, but sort of something to the extent of I've had all these had to think about all these bad things that have never happened to me. I can't remember exactly what it was, but it was to that extent, that vein. So that obviously, to some extent, one prepares oneself, but endless preparations for all of the things that could go wrong it keeps one in a state of fear and dis-ease. So that it's incredibly counterproductive.